Chapter 11. I didn't know who she was. We sat in a locker-lined break room that smelled like a combination of spoiled food, vending machine coffee, vintage sweat, and cleaning products. I find it hard to believe that you didn't know she was Jimmy Lane's daughter. He sat there with his hands in his sweatshirt. No, I just thought she was, you know, cute. I ignored the lie for the moment. You did time with Jimmy up in Deer Lodge? Yeah. Mind if I ask for what? He grinned. Yeah, I mind. The bear leaned in closer. Frankly, I do not mind if you mind. I gave him a second to think about it, and then leaned in and whispered, unless it was bare-knuckle boxing, maybe you should answer. The grin faded. Grand theft, illegal possession of a deadly weapon, parole violation. So it's safe to say that was not your first time inside. Now I got 3 hits, so I need to stay clean this time or else. And you think being pals with Pete Schiller will do that, huh? He shrugged and leaned back in the plastic chair under the fluorescent lights. Pete's an okay guy. Uh-huh. If you keep hanging around with him, you're going to be spending more quality time up in Deer Lodge. But that's your business. What I want to know is, what happened the night Ginny One Moon disappeared? She just vanished. I don't know what happened to her. Another lie, but I was satisfied with just letting them mount up. Were you at that party in Billings? What party? Pausing to allow the stupid to settle, I waited a moment and started again. Louis, it might be best for you to not play smart. It's not something you're particularly good at. I placed both elbows on the table and leaned in. Were Schiller and the other guy at the party with you? No way. That was an Indian party, and they wouldn't be caught dead there. You were on your own? Yeah. Yeah. Louis, do you know what yeah means to me? It means no. He pulled his hood back and stared at the surface of the table between us, and I was surprised he was mostly bald. Jimmy Lane was there. Jeannie's father? Yeah. What was he doing there? It was a house party. Everybody was there. Did you get a ride in Black Kettle's van up to Billings? No, I just met them at the party and hitched a ride back to see if I could hook up with Jeannie. His look brightened. I was singing Louie Louie to her and stuff. I'm a really good singer, and I think she was enjoying it. Yeah. I stood and walked over to the door with the glass pane facing down the hallway toward the shop bays. Did you get out of the van near Prior Creek? Had to. Somebody had to get the van going, or we would have all frozen to death. Did you see Jeannie get out? Yeah, her and that crazy bitch that does nothing but talk about angels and shit. Leanne Chulan? Yeah, I think that's her. You saw the two of them get out, but only Leanne got back in? I guess. I wasn't paying a lot of attention at that point, because they needed help with the van and those guys couldn't repair Legos. Once we got it running, believe me, everybody wanted to get in it and get going. Leanne Chulan, he shook his head. 1 minute she'd be talking about the Bible and shit, and the next thing she'd be talking about this friend of hers and the end of the world. I lowered my head to make sure I was in his line of sight. What did you just say? About what? The end of the world. That Chulan woman, she would be talking all sweetness and light, and then, all of a sudden, she was talking about the end of the world and how there was a thing out there that was going to eat us all. Crazy shit. Henry glanced at me and then back at him. Did she mention the Evo Otsiromus? The what? The wandering without. He looked at me. I don't know. She talked so much crap that I just tuned it out. I don't speak the language except for dirty words. Did she mention anything about a guy by the name of Artie Smallsong? Yeah. She said he knew shit about the end of the world and when it was going to happen and all. He looked back at Henry. She's certifiable. Do you have any idea who might have been writing threatening notes to Jeannie? I thought it was Jaya that was getting the notes. I started getting curious about what Louis knew and what he pretended to not know. You know Jaya? Shit, everybody knows Jaya. She's going to be in the NBA. Right, well, Jeannie was getting notes, too. Really? You seem surprised by that. I studied him. You're sure you don't know anything about these notes? Yeah. No, I don't know nothing. I looked at Henry as he shook his head. Louis, you just lied to me for the, well, more times than I care to count. Well, I mean, I know some stuff. I walked to the table and stood over him. Define stuff. Is that what you think? Good, I'm listening. I don't know how much I can tell you. Swifter than a red-tailed hawk, Henry reached over with one hand and plucked the hooded man from his seat, lifting him from the ground and spinning him into the lockers where he made a substantial dent. The bear then lifted the clasp of a locker beside him, opened it, and slid the stunned man inside, pushing in his limbs and closing the metal door. Looking completely emotionless, the Cheyenne Nation folded his arms and leaned against the locker to afford no escape. It was at that point that the skinny guy with the pronounced Adam's apple whom we'd met at the front desk popped his head in. "Everything all right?" I turned and smiled. "Hunky. I thought I heard a noise." Louis had to go to the bathroom. "Oh, okay."